Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They think that it is not comprehensible by their little minds. They do not believe what they see. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant in his intellect, compared with the boundless worlds about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist, and you know that they abound and give to your world its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary the world would be if there were no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight, the eternal light with which childhood fills the world would then be extinguished. Not to believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if they didn't see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Not everybody sees Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not, but that's no proof that they are not there. No one can conceive or imagine all the things that are unseen or unseeable in the world. Now you may tear apart a baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world that not the strongest man, not even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, and romance can push aside that certain curtain and view and picture the supernatural beauty and the glory beyond. It's all real. Ah, Virginia, in all the world, there is nothing else real and abiding. Not Santa Claus. Thank God he lives. And he lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the hearts of children.